WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Category 4 Hurricane Milton is barreling toward Florida. It's got the attention of President Biden.
This could be the worst storm hit Florida in over a century. And God willing, it won't be, but that's what it's looking like right now.
The 11 Florida counties under mandatory evacuation orders are home to about 6 million people. Are so-called ghost guns covered by federal rules and regulations? Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson says, most likely, yes.
After today's argument, it looks like the Supreme Court will find that, in fact, ghost guns are also firearms under the federal rules and regulations, and therefore can be subject to regulations by federal agencies.
Veteran Red Sox pitcher Louis Tiant has died at his home in Maine.
One ball, two strikes, and Louis just pouring it on.
The charismatic Cuban was 83 years old. CBS News Brief, I'm Christopher Cruz.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin school superintendent has a challenger in the next election. Jeff Wright is the superintendent of the Sauk Prairie School District. Wright is the first person to step up to challenge Jill Underly. She's been in office since 2021. Wright is a Democrat who ran for state assembly in 2018 but lost by about 300 votes. The election is April 1st. Battleground Wisconsin is seeing a lot of campaign stops this year, but the nation's agriculture secretary says winning rural Wisconsin will take more effort than that.
It isn't enough for you to stop by in those rural areas. You got to have an office. You got to have volunteers. You got to have people talking about the campaign on a constant basis.
Tom Vilsack joined Civic Media's Todd Aubaugh show this week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The city of Eau Claire held its first public meeting on their proposed operating budget for 2025 on Monday. The new budget proposal calls for a $190 million increase, which is about 6% higher than last year's budget. According to city officials, the larger budget is meant to help the city manage its rapid growth while maintaining quality of service, especially for infrastructure maintenance. The city council is expected to continue fine-tuning the budget proposal and adopt the final version in November. The Pablo Center at the Confluence has announced the departure of its executive director. According to a press release, Jason John Anderson has stepped down as the executive director of the organization, and Chief Development Officer Monica Frederick will serve as the interim executive director. Anderson had been with the Pablo Center since 2015 and served as executive director beginning in 2018. He was also involved in the creation of the National Independent Venue Association during the COVID-19 pandemic.
And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks shooting guard injured. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks guard Gary Trent Jr. suffered a hyperextended left elbow in that preseason opener in Detroit. Trent signed in free agency from the Raptors. Damian Lillard looked good, scoring 15 points in 17 minutes, and talked about what his first year in Milwaukee was like.
It was just a blur. You know, I feel like everything happened so fast. You know, I think I came here 2 days before camp started, but I just feel way, way better coming into this year.
The Bucks host the Lakers in a preseason game Thursday night. NFL, the Packers, back at home, will host the Cardinals Sunday. Matt LaFleur says he expects Romeo Doubs will be back at practice tomorrow after meeting with the wide receiver yesterday. Were there any signs he was upset about something?
Like, with all due respect to everything, I appreciate your question. I'd rather, you know, what's done is done and we're moving forward. I expect us collectively as a team to continue to move that way.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
A bright and beautiful day today, with high temperatures climbing to the upper 60s. Skies stay clear tonight with a ton of sunshine on tap tomorrow as we reach 70 degrees. Then on Thursday, we soar to the upper 70s before we fall on Friday back to the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 61.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday morning, this week's Climate Check with Melissa Baldoff does a fact check on this EV mandate that Donald Trump keeps complaining about.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommer, our producer and engineer. It is Tuesday, October 8th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square on a gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous afternoon here, autumn day in western, southwestern, eastern, northern, all over Wisconsin. Just an absolutely picture-perfect day. Is there anything better, Aaron Zommers, as we welcome people into hour number two of the big program at 1:07?
Nope.
And is there anything better than an October afternoon in Wisconsin?
No.
Short, succinct, and to the point. Have my flannel on today, first one of the fall. Although it's getting a bit warm in here, we'll see how long that lasts. Awaiting right now to go live to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where President Joe Biden will deliver remarks discussing the progress in replacing lead pipes. President Biden is here to announce major new funding, federal funding, as part of the Infrastructure Act, which became part of the infrastructure law, bipartisan, by the way, that will bring new pipes. And Earl Ingram's going to have somebody on his program tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock on the Civic Media Radio Network. Robert Miranda, Fresh Water for Life Action Coalition leader Robert Miranda, will be on the Earl Ingram show tomorrow morning in the 8 o'clock hour to talk about this. A huge deal for people in Milwaukee, but as Earl pointed out on Jane Matt Nair's show before hours on Matt Nair on Air, it's not just people, folks in urban areas, but all across the country, all across the state of Wisconsin. As Jane pointed out, this used to be the norm. Lead pipes, found out, was not the best for our health, but very, very expensive, cost prohibitive. And so folks have to keep drinking or either drink out of the lead pipe or buy bottled water. So here now, the president coming in to give us a little help on that. So glad to hear that. Going to stand by for President Biden's comments. We have a camera down there in Milwaukee. We'll bring you the comments as soon as we can. Mr. Zommers, you want to dial up the open for, we should do a little what's worse. We should do that to keep us on track. All right, here we go. Time now once again for what's worse.
The choice is yours. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with
time now once again for another edition of What's Worse. There is no prize money involved. Not going to win a darn thing, but it is your chance to get let your voice be heard all across the state of Wisconsin. So here's what we do. We ask you a question, and then you call in. And you say, what's worse? A very simple one, to the point. Going to be a great week here, maybe the last really nice weekend before things cool off. Still time to grill out. So we ask you, our listening audience, the smartest people in the world, what's worse, a rare steak or a well-done steak? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, a rare steak or a well-done steak? We will take calls, I guess, about something else, but before that, you have to answer the what's worse, a rare steak or a well-done steak? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go out to John, listening in Sun Prairie on WMDX. John, before you get to the comment about the 60 Minutes interview, what's worse, a rare steak or a well-done steak?
Rare, because you can't possibly eat it.
All right. But a rare one, you can, if you don't like it quite, you can always put it back in the grill. But if it's, you can't undo a too well-done steak.
In any case, I'm out here in rural Wisconsin, and I just saw a Kamala sign among many of the Trump signs. I did want to talk about last night's 60 Minutes interview.
Sure, go ahead.
I was kind of surprised that the former president didn't bother to show up for that interview. Why do you think he didn't? Is he just chicken ass? You know what I'm trying to say.
Appreciate you keeping us FCC compliant, John. Great question, sure. and I'll pick up on. And again, apologies was Mark, right? It was
Who he had to cut off?
Yeah,
that was some David.
Oh, I'm sorry, David. Yeah, David Mequon. It was not being rude. We're up against the clock, and when the computer gives us the top of the hour there or the times, it cuts us off whether we want to keep them on or not.
Right.
It's just automatic. So we have no control over that. So I did not mean to intentionally cut David off. His point, John, I think what he was making, and he can call in and correct me if I'm wrong, but his point was that another conservative radio show played the interview with 60 Minutes with Leslie Stahl and Trump from 4 years ago. It revolved around Hunter Biden's laptop, and Trump feels that he was treated unfairly. And therefore, that's why he pulled out after first committing to this 60 Minutes interview with Pelley this week. He allegedly pulled out or withdrew from that interview. And part of it was over how he felt he was treated by Leslie Stahl 4 years ago. I agree with Scott Pelley in 60 Minutes that he was not treated unfairly. But even if he, let's say that he thinks he has a legit point. He obviously thinks he has a legit point. To your point, John, then come on. Do it. I mean, if anybody can avoid a question or get his point out rather than answer the question, it's Trump. I mean, look, Tim Walz went on Fox News this weekend. They were not throwing him softballs. He argued back. So why didn't Trump come on with Pelley? And it doesn't matter. Could have asked him anything. And Trump could have just said, look, before I answer that, I want to just say, you know, let's go back. I never got equal time on this. And he could bully his way in and he could answer and he could put his point out there. I think Trump and his team are nervous and scared because they see the internal polls and they see where this thing is headed. And the momentum right now is not necessarily on Trump's side. They didn't want Scott Pelley asking Trump the same thing that Walz asked Vance at the vice presidential debate, which is who won the election, because they knew Trump would go down that rabbit hole and take the bait. So better to keep Trump. There are fewer arrows to take, so to speak. There are fewer pitfalls to fall into by being accused of being chicken rather than having him do the interview and have something go viral that could hurt him even more. That's my opinion. That's why I think they pulled out. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Cindy, listening in Appleton on WISS. Whatever you want to talk about, Cindy, but first of all, what's worse, a rare steak or a well-done steak?
By far a well-done steak. When I order a prime rib, I tell them to just kill the cow and bring me a slab.
Knock off the horns and bring it to me.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm with you. I usually order medium rare, but I'd rather have it be slightly too rare. They can always, you know, put it on the grill for a couple more minutes, but you know, you get it where everything is like no pink in it at all. That's like a piece of leather. And here's a secret, by the way. If you order a well-done steak, you're not going to get the best cut because the chef is going to be like, why am I wasting this great cut of meat if I'm just going to cook it to death?
Yep.
So, all right, Cindy, appreciate it. Appreciate you calling in as always up there. 855-752-4842. What's worse? Go to the phone lines. Our ongoing contributor, Mr. Jeff Perry. Jeffrey, what's worse, a rare steak or a well-done steak?
Definitely a well-done steak, Todd.
Thank you.
And you reminded me of the old joke. I believe this is a Groucho Marx joke. Guy's sitting in a really fancy restaurant, and the French waiter comes up and says, pardon me, sir, how did you find your steak this evening? And the guy says, well, I just lifted it up my potato, and there it was.
That's bad. I think that is an old Groucho Marx steak. Or a joke.
By the way, is there a prize for this? Did I win anything? Are there prizes?
Thank you for asking. Unlike so many of our contests, Jeff, this is not a statewide contest. This is only a local contest. Right. And sadly, there are no prizes to give out. But you do, as you so often do, get to have your voice across all of Wisconsin.
Well, there you go. That's,
and people love it. People love it. We get calls, letters, texts, emails. But when you call in.
I know you're not under oath, but I appreciate that. Thank you.
Always. So did you go and see with anybody else? Have you seen Just a Bit Outside with anybody else since we saw it, the movie?
I have not been able to. I really want to take my parents to that really badly. But I haven't had the chance to yet.
I believe this is their last weekend.
They announced last night that not all, but some theaters will be closing after this weekend. There are others in the UP, better known as the Upper Peninsula, but the UP, where it'll be opening. And there are some theaters, I believe, in Wisconsin will remain open for at least one more week. But this is the last week for many theaters. So if you have not seen Just a Bit Outside, the movie, the story of 82 here. Brewers, go see it. Because, Jeff, you will attest, correct, that it's best seen in a theater.
Oh, absolutely. And people are going to be cheering. They're going to be crying. They're going to be – it's a communal experience that you won't want to have in a crowded theater. Absolutely, yes.
And also, another note, if you can't make it this weekend and the theater's closing or your theater isn't carrying it, Sean Hannish and Kelly Call, or whoever runs their social media account for the movie, posted that the best way to make sure it comes to your theater is to call them and request it. Because if they know people are going to show up and pay for it, they're way more likely to show the movie.
Good insight. Call your local theater.
I have a phone. I'm going to do that.
A banana phone?
It's a banana phone.
It is a banana phone.
I lunched when you played that, Aaron. That was fantastic.
for a couple of goofy bananas like Todd and Jeff. Well, that's fantastic, Jeffrey. We appreciate you. And go see Just a Bit Outside in theaters. You'll feel better. You'll laugh. You'll cry. I'm calling it the film of the fall. I still have my my Brewers Just a Bit Outside bracelet on too. Look at that. There you go. So thanks, Jeffrey.
Mine's hanging on my wall.
Oh, very good. Thanks, Jeff. We appreciate it so very much. Come on back. The understanding that Joe Biden is going to be coming to the podium talking about custard. We'll have all of that next. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm not joking around. I'm not joking.
I'm serious.
The Tap.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-500-5555.
506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes, this man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 21 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Still time to get in on the action for what's worse. A rare steak or a well-done steak? A rare steak or a well-done steak? What is worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Mr. Zommers, what's worse?
What's worse to me, I'm going to have to go with well done. I've had too many steaks in my lifetime, whether I made them or somebody else in my family. My grandma was very fond of cooking things for too long. So I've had some very...
well done steaks.
Yes. All right. Yes. Very chewy, very tough.
I agree. I mean, I order my steak medium rare because I like to taste the flavor of the steak. So
same here.
If you want to call in, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the Civic Media app. We are awaiting the real President Joe Biden as he is in Milwaukee, and he's going to be delivering serious remarks on lead pipes, running a little bit behind. Getting custard, we don't know. Taking your calls and texts here on WAUK, let's see here. Michael at West Bend says, a well-done steak. You could always cook a rare steak a little longer. Totally agree. Cam, listening on WISS and Oshkosh Cam out of Appleton says, yeah, a well-done steak is great if you enjoy eating drywall and crapping a functional brick house with a functional sink since
once it exits you, it's taking your plumbing with it.
Oh my God. All right. Very good. No contest. Well done is worse because you can fix one that's too rare, says Michael as well. So there you go. All kinds of what's worse opinions there. All right. So let me turn to this. Because while we await the real Joe Biden, we've been talking about this, but we haven't had time to play it. So I'm going to play a little clip. Dana Carvey, the great Dana Carvey that was on Saturday Night Live for years, shed light on his approach to playing President Joe Biden on the 50th season of Saturday Night Live, revealing that it was, quote, trickier, unquote, to nail than some of his other impressions. The comedian who famously portrayed President George H.W. Bush and other commander-in-chiefs on the sketch comedy show of the 1990s reflected on his return to the presidential impersonations on his and David Spade's podcast called Fly on the Wall last week. Here's a little bit of this. Here is good old Dana Carvey and David Spade on the Fly on the Wall podcast.
Let's talk about your Biden. Has your Biden changed?
Folks, I wrote the bill. I know how to do this because I know how to do it. And I know how to do it all the time. It's the Pirates, but the public, private, it's the Caribbean. The Pirates of the Caribbean is what I end with him. I don't know why, but it just rhythmically makes me laugh that he finds his way to Pirates of the Caribbean every time he speaks.
All right, stop for a second. Just stop it for a second. So I read the story. It doesn't match up with the audio. My fault. So this is actually Dana Carvey on Al Franken's podcast talking to Al Franken about this. He also talked to David Spade, but this is Carvey talking to Al Franken. Go ahead.
You have a soft Biden and a loud Biden.
Well, that changed in the beginning, and you and I were working on this. It was like the country needed to kind of, it was like the kind of friendly grandpa, and it was very much, you know, I always mentioned Scranton, my father lost his job, no joke. And we both thought that was just so funny how he'd say something that was utterly not funny. No human being would think a guy losing his job was a joke, but he has to tell us, well, I'm not a stand-up comedian here. I'm not being funny. Father lost his job. No joke. And then he doesn't do this anymore, but during the primaries, it was the list. Number one, the one part. Number two, what the guy said. Number three, come on, you know the drill. Folks, let's get real. I'm being serious right now. And it was very whispery and very just gentle. And then at some point, the press was being a little hard on or something. But I noticed, and there were talk about his vigor. And then he started to go from a whisper, yell, or just so sorry to be very loud. And I wrote the bell and did the things people talk about. I can spot loud and high. And that was a new rhythm for me. I'd never seen him like go that loud. And then the final one, which was my father used to do, was sort of this whispery, don't you get it, folks? Folks, come on. I wrote the bill. I did it. I know how to write bills. I got another ride for bills all the time. The people, the private, the public, Pirates of the Caribbean. So those are my rhythms that make me happy. That's my not going to do it for Biden.
Dana Carvey, the great Dana Carvey, Al Franken, talking about how he got his Joe Biden impersonation down for this year's 50th season of Saturday Night Live. Zomers, you're much too young, but. He was George H.W. Bush and Ross Perot in the 90s, and it's so great to see him come back now with this. I think it's just a spot-on impersonation of Biden.
Oh, absolutely. I love it. And I've seen some of those clips, not everything where he was George W. Bush or Ross Perot, but Dana Carvey is definitely one of my favorite comedians. And he's been in a lot of great movies, too, like Wayne's World.
Right. The real Joe Biden is waiting in his comments on lead pipes in Milwaukee, 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Eric listening to WRCE in the old hometown Richland Center. Eric, thanks for listening and calling in. You wanted to talk about the real Joe Biden and what he's talking about with lead pipes today.
Well, I remember a pod back in the early 80s. I worked for a statewide nonprofit housing agency. Mm-hmm. And it was called Rural Housing, started by the Wisconsin Electric Cooperative, or the Rural Electric Cooperative. Anyway, we had a contract with the state DNR to publish materials for public schools throughout the state in regards to lead-based pipes.
All right.
And the lead-based drinking fountains.
Just let you know, we got 1 minute before the clock cuts us off, so 1 minute, go ahead.
Lead-based pipes. I used to work for a nonprofit. We, with the DNR, submitted information to the school districts in the state about lead water pipes and drinking fountains in the school.
Yep.
And that went to all the schools in the state.
An important issue, right?
That's what I got to say.
All right, cool. Thanks, Eric. We really appreciate it. And this is why Joe Biden is here today in the state of Wisconsin, because like you just said, lots of these lead pipes went into schools, kids, people's homes. An important issue indeed. We'll hopefully come back with the president's remarks after this. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show right here on a Tuesday on the Civic Media Radio Network. Lukester is next.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 24 people in Wisconsin have landed in the hospital after eating eggs that are now being recalled. The eggs came from a farm in Bondwell. The eggs were sold under the brand names of Milo's Poultry Farms, M&E Family Farms, and Tony's Fresh Market. Duck eggs from Happy Quackers Farm are also part of the recall. Some Democrats want to expand the U.S. Supreme Court to 15 justices. Republicans call that overreach. Progressive advocates say there's a concerning conflict of interest with the court as it is.
You hear a lot of cases around voting rights, including probably cases around this very election, cases around the president's power. So they'll be hearing a lot of cases that concern the people that are appointing them.
Joe Hines is with the progressive group Stand Up America. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The village of Kadot is among the municipalities that will receive grant funding for library improvements. On Monday, Governor Tony Evers announced that Kadot would receive a $3.7 million grant for a new public library. The funding will be provided through the Department of Administration's Flexible Facilities Program. Construction of the new public library is planned just off Highway 27 between the elementary school and historical society. The current library is nearly 100 years old and is not ADA accessible. A Chippewa Falls school is raising funding for the installation of a new playground. Hillcrest Elementary School is hoping to raise about $200,000 to replace their outdated playground with a new one that is accessible for all kids. The school has already pledged $30,000 towards their $200,000 goal. The new playground would include new swings and slides as well as leveled pavement that kids of all abilities can use. Community donations can be submitted online. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Beyoncé's album Cowboy Carter was snubbed when it came to the Country Music Awards, even though it hit the top of the charts. Country singer Luke Bryan addressed the controversy on the Andy Cohen Live podcast, saying he understood why her fans were upset, but also gave Beyoncé some advice, saying, "If you're going to make country albums, come into our world and be country with us." Just a word to the wise for Beyoncé, renting a U-Haul might be sort of tough if you're moving to Nashville. People that have near-death experiences often say they see a light. During COVID, Al Pacino says he was close to death and even had no pulse at one point, and paramedics had to bring him back to life. Pacino also offered that when he was supposedly no longer alive and transitioning, that there was nothing and he did not see a light. Or maybe God saw Righteous Kill. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A bright and beautiful day today, with high temperatures climbing to the upper 60s. Skies stay clear tonight with a ton of sunshine on tap tomorrow as we reach 70 degrees. Then on Thursday, we soar to the upper 70s before we fall on Friday back to the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow,
Greg Bach, and meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Brittany, you ever name any of your vehicles?
I have a Jeep Wrangler right now, and I named it Natural Disaster.
I've been driving Wranglers for forever here.
Right, I'll just see you guys later.
Do you duck anybody?
I've got the duck it bucket in the back.
What
I'm ready to go.
Are you talking about? Hey, where are my Honda Insights at?
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Mark Becker, host of the Rational Revolution, joins me. Plus, Trump says migrants have the murder gene. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Welcome back to the Tal
Caldwell Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now 34 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock on this Tuesday, October 8th, 2024. Zomers on the board. Glad to have you along. If it's Tuesday, it's Luke Mathers for Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers, normally in the 12:30 time slot. But here's the kind of guy Lukester is. He says, look, I'm not joking around. I mean, the press is coming. I'm not joking. Do it. Just put him on first. Anyway, so he said, I'll defer to President Biden. But apparently Biden has stopped at multiple custard shops in Milwaukee. So here he is, hour two, the one, the only, Civic Media's Luke Mathers.
How you doing, Todd?
Fantastic.
This is good. I know it's Tuesday because I'm on the air with you. There we go.
And these are my favorite kind of segments because to the listening audience, there's been zero preparation for the next 30 minutes of radio.
Hey, that's not true. We went back and forth.
And this was fantastic.
There was some, bookmarking of ideas and topics. And I am curious. I hope that the president stopped at Leon's. That's my personal favorite.
That's the one you would go to.
Oh, yeah. If I ever lived anywhere else,
yeah.
And I was flying into Milwaukee for a limited time,
Is that the one? Because I'm not from that area of the state. Is that the one in the big one in Mequon?
No.
What's the one in Mequon?
I'm not.
There's a Zomers. Do you know?
Born and raised on the south side of Milwaukee and
so
Leon
Zomers is a Cops is another one, right?
Cops has three locations.
Yeah,
One near Mequon, not quite in Mequon though. It's
but that's probably what you're thinking of. Is the
Glendale,
one that's close to Mequon?
Yeah, really? Glendale, and then. Right in Greenfield and Brookfield are the three Cops locations. That would be a good option too. Cops custard, very good, but Leon's to me takes the cake.
My buddy Ryan grew up in Mequon, and back when we were in politics together, went over to his lovely parents' home in Mequon, hung out there, beautiful community. And he goes, "You got to go." I think it must have been the one. It must have been Cops in Mequon.
Cops, I was going to say, I don't think there's another one that jumps out to me. The Cops in Glendale is.
Well, wherever it is, we hope that President Biden is enjoying himself.
Yeah, I think that that's an excellent spot. But if it was on my list, I had 2 hours in Milwaukee. I would knock out the meeting as quickly as possible, do whatever I had to do on official business, and then go get some custard. Apparently, the president doing it the other way around, which is totally fine.
It's his life. He spent 50 years in public service.
Exactly.
He's got a plane. He's got a chauffeur.
He earned himself a cone voluntarily.
He'll go over the heck he wants.
Yeah, he earned himself a cone from Leon's. So hopefully that's where he is. But maybe he'll be joining. We'll take his comments shortly here.
Yeah, we're standing by.
The best laid plans, Todd. That's what they always say. I was like, hey, I'll defer to him. But, maybe we'll get to share his comments together.
We're looking forward to it. And again, in all seriousness, it is a major issue. We had a caller from WRCE, the old hometown Richland Center, said that he was, back in the day, saw these lead pipes being installed in places like schools. And I know that tomorrow morning on our friend and colleague Earl Ingram Jr. show from 8 until 10, Robert Miranda will be on. He is a Freshwater for Life Action Coalition leader, and he'll be on talking about the implications of what this will mean for places like Milwaukee.
And Robert, excellent guest. You're going to want to tune into Earl's show tomorrow morning to get really the unpacked information around lead pipes. Robert's been talking about the mitigation that needs to happen in the replacement of lead pipes for years now. Only like two cities in the entire country have removed all of their lead pipes. You and I are standing one right now, Todd.
Really? There are no lead pipes in Madison.
Madison, Wisconsin removed its lead pipes, as well, I believe, as Lansing or East Lansing, Michigan. I forget which one of the cities there in Michigan. But Madison has addressed the problem. It's a very expensive problem to address. And so I think it's really great to see that we're seeing bipartisan infrastructure law money and funds being sent to these projects. But it's something that here in Wisconsin we've been trying to address, but we didn't have the funds for it because, unfortunately, we have some political leaders here in the state of Madison that where they come here to work in the state capitol and this city doesn't have any lead in its pipes anymore. They refuse to address the problem for the entire state because in the past, quote from Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, is that Milwaukee would get too much money out of those things. And so good to see that the federal government is stepping in where the state hadn't, and seems like we're going to have some movement.
They have turned the cameras on in Milwaukee. We can tell you that. And the ice cream truck has been backed up. No. It's actually real people there.
The custard stand.
Yeah. And in Milwaukee, and they do this for, it doesn't matter what side of the aisle it is on, whether for all these presidential and vice presidential candidate and official visits, they find a local person that tells a local story about why this is important to them. And apparently this is one such young person or resident young person at the dais with the presidential seal in front of him. A nice setting there in Milwaukee, a U.S. flag behind the stand and getting ready to introduce the president of the United States. Quickly, Luke, something non-political, because we don't know how this is going to go. We might not hear from you the rest of the show. The Brewers, an exit too soon.
R.I.P.
An exit too soon.
R.I.P. to the 2024 season. It was... I had a really bad feeling when Pete Alonso came to that plate after last Wednesday night. We didn't even get to experience and discuss, because last Tuesday was when I joined you last. Yes. That was when they finally got a wild card victory on Wednesday. Right. And then Thursday is when the tragedy struck. But I had a bad feeling on Thursday night. What can you do, though?
It was a lot of fun. And I think that's, as this new...
It was a good series. I'm glad they didn't get swept, I guess. But
as this new movie, which we keep plugging, and rightfully so, just a bit outside the story of the 82 Brewers, it starts with a quote, a black screen in white letters from the former commissioner, Bart Giamatti, that says, "It breaks your heart. It was designed to break your heart." And that's what baseball is. It was a great season. We were all enthused. But there's only one team... every year that doesn't, their fans don't get their hearts broken.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it is very difficult to exceed expectations all season long. And then to, when the postseason comes up, have your expectations shattered. And so I think that's what a lot of Brewers fans, myself included, were struggling with Thursday night and throughout the weekend. I'm sure there's still some folks that are pretty beaten up about it right now as they see the Mets and the Phillies series going on.
I will say, though, it was an exciting game on Thursday. 0-0 all the way through the seventh, and then two pitches in a row, two home runs.
Yep.
It's just everything after that. Don't worry about it.
And all I can say is just back up that ice cream truck with all the money and give it to Jackson Churio, because we want to keep that man.
Well, he's signed. As Willie Adames, we got to re-sign now.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm hoping they give it to Willie. But on that note, as we wait for President Biden, for me, this was one of the most fun seasons that I've watched, because I think part of it was the players seem to have such great chemistry and with the fans, and you really could fall in love with this team.
They were playing with house money too. Yeah. Everybody counted them out. They were I think expected to finish last.
I mean, look at these guys. Second year in the big leagues. Frelick, Terang, the other guy. It starts with M, not Miller, but.
Why am I blanking?
I don't know. I'm broken. Anyway, but a lot. And Churio,
Mitchell,
of course.
Mitchell, Mitchell.
Thank you.
Thank
Mitchell.
You. Yeah.
Mitchell, Terang, Frelick. And then you got Churio. Yelly goes down.
Everybody counted out then, too. Right. They're like, there's no way they can sustain their lead. There's no way they're going to be able to propel into October. And against all odds, they did. And so it does hurt when they fall up a game short, a couple pitches short, honestly. Yeah. Two outs. But it's one of those things where it's very, very difficult to win a professional sports championship, and all the more reason to remember what the Milwaukee Bucks did in 2021, what the Packers did in 2011, and take those seasons and cherish them for what they are. Because as you said, there is 29 teams in baseball and 31 teams in most of the other sports that you are not the winner in.
Yeah. And you're too young to remember, as we like to point out. I'm an old guy, but this is 81. Next year is 82.
There we go.
Luke Mathers, thank you so very much. Hail to the Chief is being played. President Joe Biden coming to the stand dressed in a natty blue suit, a white shirt, and a blue, red, and white tie, or at least a blue and white striped tie. It says, "Replacing lead pipes, clean drinking water in Milwaukee" on the sign behind him. Here is the President of the United States, Joe Biden.
Well, it's good to be back in Milwaukee.
We love you.
Thank you.
We love Biden Harris. Milwaukee loves Biden Harris. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you have a seat, have one. I said that once, and there were no seats, and the guy looked at me like, what the hell's the matter with me? Before I begin, I want to say we're prepared for another horrible hurricane to hit Florida. I've directed my team to do everything they can to save lives and help communities before, during, and after this hurricane. Most important message today for all those who may be listening to this in the impacted areas, listen to the local authorities. Follow safety instructions, including evacuation orders. This is serious. You got to be safe because people are dying. People have died so far, not from this hurricane, but from the last one. So, folks, let me for this get to today's event. Shai, thank you for sharing your family's story. You said it all. The worst thing, and I know from experience for a parent, is something happening to your children. Your son, your family, your families like yours exposed to lead poisoning in our water, they deserve a hell of a lot better than they've been getting. And that's why we're here. That's why people like Alfonso are getting to work removing those lead pipe surfaces, delivering clean water. Kamala and I go all the way back to Flint worrying about what happened then, remember, in Michigan? Well, providing what's good for our health and for our environment is also good for our economy, and it's good for jobs. Folks, the middle class built this country, and organized labor unions built the middle class. It's a fact. We're lucky to have some great leaders here today who know how to get a job done. Tony's heard me say this before, but I think Tony's one of the three best governors in the United States of America. And the great mayor, Chevy Johnson. Chevy, I tell you, you're one of the best mayors, pal. You really are. Our great administrator of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, Michael Regan. Our great chair of the Council of Environmental Quality, Brenda Malloy. Brenda, where are you? She's out there somewhere. We're here today because we're finally addressing an issue that should have been addressed a long time ago in this country. The danger that lead pipes pose to our drinking water. For too long, local communities have known how important it was to deal with this problem. It hadn't been given the national priority it demanded, though. I'm here today to tell you that I'm finally insisting that it gets prioritized, and I'm insisting it get done. One of the most important things we're doing today is establishing a new rule that every lead pipe providing clean drinking water that doesn't provide clean water must be replaced, every single one. Not only are we setting a priority, we're showing up as a partner to get it done. Over the past couple years, we provided billions of dollars to states and communities to address this problem. And today, I'm announcing an additional $2 billion in grants to states and local communities to get the job done. It matters. Folks, people are always asking me, why do we have lead pipes in the first place? Probably ask yourself that. How'd that happen? Well, it's because when they were first put in place a long time ago, lead pipes were incredibly durable, and they didn't rust. But since then, we've learned that lead pipes also leach poisonous toxins into the water that lead to terrible health consequences, particularly in the development of a child's brain. Think about what that does to a parent's peace of mind. When I was a senator back in 1986.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Zomerins will pause the comments, so we got to do a quick commercial break. Back in 2 minutes, live from Milwaukee, or at least tape delayed. You're listening to The Oddball Show for a Tuesday on the Civic Media. We're ready to go.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin early next month down in Baraboo. Charo, what is the secret? Is it the music? Is it the dancing? Are your shows what keep you young?
Yes, I will never get old while music is alive.
Yeah.
You got to move it, move it. I have ants in my pants. I had to move.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matinee on Air.
Welcome back to the Tottle Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock. Coming up, ABC, CBS News, followed by the Maggie Dawn Show across the Civic Media Radio Network. Many thanks to Luke Mathers. Thanks for being here today, Luke, sir. We appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Todd.
My pleasure. Our pleasure. Mr. Sommers behind the board. What we have done is we have paused Joe Biden's remarks by offering him ice cream. He has stopped on it. I'm just kidding. We just simply paused the remarks. So what you're hearing now, we're 2 minutes behind the live comments. We're going to take this through to the end of the show. And my anticipation is perhaps Maggie might pick up a little bit on this on the other side as well. But here now, we're going to finish up the rest of the show. President Joe Biden giving remarks on new funding from the federal government on replacing lead pipes, not just in Wisconsin, but across the United States. Be sure to join Earl Ingram Jr. tomorrow on the Earl Ingram Show from 8 until 10. And Robert Miranda will be talking more about this. Here now, Joe Biden, make it a great day in Wisconsin. Whatever you're fighting for, keep banging your drum till the end of the hour. President Joe Biden.
When they were first put in place a long time ago, lead pipes were incredibly durable, and they didn't rust. But since then, we've learned that lead pipes also leach poisonous toxins into the water that lead to terrible health consequences, particularly in the development of a child's brain. Think about what that does to a parent's peace of mind. When I was a senator back in 1986, I supported a law that stopped new lead pipes from being put in the ground in the first place. But that still left millions of older lead pipes that were already in the ground, connected to homes, schools, child care centers, and businesses, including some 340,000 lead pipe service lines right here in Wisconsin. And over the years, we've only chipped away at the problem. But chipping at the problem hasn't fully solved it. It's taken too long. It hasn't been given a high enough priority until now. Folks, as Kamala would say, this is the United States of America, for God's sake. There's no safe level of lead exposure, period. None. The only way forward is to replace every lead pipeline and connect the American people to clean water. No alternative. That's why. That's why Kamala and I are the first administration to take on the challenge once and for all. And we're delivering. We know safe, clean drinking water is fundamental to the health of our communities, to enhance our economic growth, to basic human dignity. That's why we've already replaced 367,000 lead pipe services all across America. And today, nearly 1 million Americans no longer have to worry about the potential impacts of lead in their water. Like Lily Key, right here in Milwaukee. She's a nursing assistant protecting the health of others. She actually knows, actually, at work right now. But in her own home, there was a lead pipe threat to her own health and all her grandchildren she helped raise there. She was spending a big chunk of her paycheck on bottled water every month because it was too expensive to replace the lead pipes. But through 3 weeks ago, Lily got lead service line replaced for free. How? Because what I call in our Investing in America agenda, one of the many reasons Kamala and I fought so hard to pass the bipartisan infrastructure law, which I might add is over $1.2 trillion, was not only to modernize our nation's infrastructure, roads, bridges, ports, airports, transit system, electric grids, affordable high-speed broadband, but also to get rid of the godforsaken lead pipes, deliver clean drinking water to everyone in their homes, their schools, and their businesses. Right here in Wisconsin, we've invested more than $200 million replacing tens of thousands of lead pipelines. And today, oh, thank you. Thank you. Today, we released another $43 million for Wisconsin as part of $2.6 billion nationwide to support replacing lead pipe service lines. While the federal government can't do it alone, we're providing the single largest investment ever to team up with states and cities to get the job done together. And I mean team up at every level. Right after I signed the bipartisan infrastructure law, Kamala announced our administration's ambitious blueprint to use every tool at our disposal at the federal, state, and local level to protect our families from lead poisoning. As a result of that work, I'm announcing a new rule written into law from the Environmental Protection Agency that requires water systems across America replace lead pipe service in every single one in America within 10 years. Must be done. I want that rule in the law no matter who's president. It matters. We're seeing the collaboration here with the city of Milwaukee will now replace all of their lead pipe service lines within 10 years, instead of what was projected to take 60 years to get it done. That was a projection. Folks, this is a big deal, as someone once said. It's about saving families from going through what Shai and Lily's families had to go through, saving hundreds of thousands of mothers and infants from low birth weights and children with lasting brain damage, protecting more than 1,000 adults from premature death from heart disease every single year because of lead. It'll save lives, but it also saves the taxpayers billions of dollars over time. It's about the basics. It's about clean water. To me, it's a simple proposition. This is also about fairness.
You're listening to remarks from President Joe Biden, the Civic Media Radio Network. Again, stay tuned to Civic Media and Terry Bell, our news team, and also ABC and CBS News updating you. Stay tuned now for those newscasts, as well as the Maggie Dawn Show immediately following. Have a great day, everybody. See you tomorrow. Keep banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I've got Law Forward's General Counsel Jeff Mandel to talk about voting rights and the threat that the MAGA cult poses to our election processes.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Hi, I don't call radio stations very often.
Your calls are the best calls.
And keeping you inspired and informed is part of the Civic Media vision.
Thank you very much for broadcasting the Liz Cheney question and answer. I really appreciated that, hearing her voice. And for you to broadcast it like that was wonderful.
Listen to the Liz Cheney interview now on our website, civicmedia.us. Real news and great conversation.
Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News.